The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's time to talk health insurance. The Health Insurance Authority has published its annual report, and who's going to analyse it for us and answer your questions is Dermot Good of Total Health Cover, which is a Loughton company. Dermot, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, first of all, there is news about a price increase.
Yes, unfortunately for LEA members, they've just increased their rates from the 1st of April. So just literally a couple of weeks ago. And Pat, the average increase is about 7%. But when we look at some of the actual rates in that, some of the increases year on year, Pat, are probably close to 20%. So I would say now, like VHI before them and Irish Life Health, anybody who is with LEA Healthcare, you know, you really need to engage with the insurer. And by the way, if your renewal date was the 1st of April, you're still within the 14-day cooling off period. So you have the rest of this week to phone up LEA Healthcare and challenge them, tell them what your budget is and challenge them to find a similar plan with similar benefits that fit your budget.
But you've got to lose something somehow, you know.
Do you know, Pat, for anybody who's been reviewing their cover every year, yes, the likelihood is you will have to take or forfeit something or reduce something to keep it affordable. For anybody who's on the same plan, though, for 3 years or more, anybody who has not reviewed their cover at all, anybody who's on the old schemes with LEA, like the flex plans, any plans starting with company care, like help manager, like plan or Pat, these plans are way too expensive. So if you're on those plans, if you're paying more than $1,850 per adult, not only can you avoid the latest price hike, you can probably knock hundreds off your cover. One of the best plans right now with LEA is the Inspire Plus. So anybody who's on Inspire Plus or the Core Connect scheme, very good cover. One other tip for any LEA members, if you have children on your policy, if you've more than two or more children on your policy, Pat, they have a free cover offer right now. So phone up LEA and ask for Flex 125 Choice, but for the second, third and fourth child. Do not put the first child on that plan. Leave the first child on the likes of Inspire Plus because you have to pay for them. Yeah. So if you have a family, you might be able to actually reduce your costs and stay with LEA by availing of that free cover offer for young children.
Now, we'll deal with questions in a few moments. But first of all, the Health Insurance Authority's annual report. What are the headlines?
Yeah, I mean, no shocks or surprises, but some interesting statistics in this. Claims are up over 15%. Once again, no big surprise on that. And that's why premiums are going up by so much. Even though the market is still growing, Pat, we now have 2.48 million, but the rate of growth has slowed significantly. And once again, not surprising, when rates start going up by 15 or 20%, young people in particular will start giving up their cover and a lot of people will start reducing their cover. We're already seeing that trend. We won't know the full impact of that for maybe another 6 months. Some other things in this, though, as well. 66% of people now have these co-payments on their policies. These are things whereby you're not fully covered anymore for hips, for knee replacements, shoulder replacements, cataract removal. So it's interesting, a lot of people, not the older people though, interestingly, but a lot of people now are taking on extra risk, which they have to keep the premiums affordable.
Now, what does that co-payment mean?
So, for example, Pat, if I'm going into a private hospital like the Beacon Hospital to get a hip replacement, the average cost is about €15,000. The co-payment of 20% means I will probably have to come up with €3,000 myself to pay for that procedure. And that's pretty much in most private hospitals. Some hospitals will still do deals for patients, but given the increase in demand for private hospital services, we see a lot of private hospitals are not doing deals anymore. So people just need to be mindful of that. I mean, there's no point me saving you €200 or €300 on your premium if I'm giving you a potential shortfall of €3,000. So anybody who's worried about that, you know, make sure you get good advice on that. The big thing that jumps out of this report for us, though, Pat, is it shows that people aged 65 or more are paying on average 43% over the average figure for their cover. So older people are still paying too much for their health insurance.
Are they paying too much, or do they, because of their age, want the most highfalutin policy they can get, because who knows what ailment is going to afflict them?
Do you know, Pat, there's a mix of both, and I'd say it's 50-50. There are a lot of people listening now who have looked at the options and they've opted to stay on higher price cover because they don't want risk. They want to be fully covered with no excesses and they want full cover for the hips and knees and so on. But there are the other cohort, people, older members who are afraid of change, and there's the inertia factor, and they are on the old plans and they're paying way too much. Pat, if I can give one example. In the report, it listed the most popular plans with the three insurance companies. Some of the plans listed are plans we would not recommend and haven't recommended for years. VHI's Health Plus Extra, €3,400 today. It's the old B options. Anybody who's on that plan right now, there are lower cost options with VHI, not identical, like the old plan B will probably save those people €900, or they could switch to the Momentum scheme with Laya Healthcare, which will probably save them close on €1,100. So I would urge anybody listening now who's afraid to change and who's going to be hit, by the way, with a massive increase if they do nothing, you need to either do it yourself or get somebody you trust, but you need to shop around because there are still massive savings to be made, particularly for those people on the older plans.
Now, what about children? There's a decline in the number of children.
There is. We've noticed now the number of members, it's down. It was, I think, about 23% of all members were children. It's down now to just under 21%. A couple of reasons for that, Pat. Number one, affordability. A lot of families now are having to choose to keep the adults insured but forgo the cover for children. Also, people will recall, government did away with the public hospital charge. So the old charge of up to €800 for bringing your child into a public hospital has now been done away with. So it is technically free to have your child treated in the public hospital. A word of caution, though, to anybody who's thinking of doing this, 8% of all people on waiting lists are young children. So if you want to make sure that your child gets in straight away for the grommets or for the tonsillectomy, unfortunately, that means keeping health insurance cover in place. So once again, if in doubt, get advice or check out the offers like that Laya offer before you cancel the children.
So it might cost you nothing to have them insured.
Exactly. And Pat, if you add your child on later and they have an existing condition, they won't be covered for 5 years.
Now, a few general questions. Are you insured on holiday through your health insurance?
This is coming up more regularly. People need to be very, very careful. There's a limited cover on your health insurance policy, usually a maximum of €100,000 per claim. And there are limits on the duration of stay abroad and so on. I would urge anybody who's travelling for business or for pleasure, please take out proper travel insurance. If you are travelling or have a dependent travelling for more than 6 months, studying, working, travelling abroad, they need to take out international cover such as the likes of VHI International. But don't just rely on your health insurance. And Pat, the best thing, phone up your insurance company before you travel. Tell them everything and they will confirm the cover that you have.
Because either annual or per trip, holiday insurance is not expensive.
It's not multi-trip cover. You can buy multi-trip for your family. Like I see people buying travel cover online with their flights and they might pay 70 for one trip. You can buy an annual policy with the AA, VHI, multi-trip, Blue Insurance for €100 for as many trips as you take throughout the year.
I'd like to ask Dermot if you could recommend an alternative to VHI PMI 3613. We're a couple in our late 60s. We've been on this plan for a number of years. That's from Anne.
Pat, it's still very good cover. It's one of VHI's, I suppose, mainstream plans, but it has had a big increase. It's now €1,660 per adult. They could look, for example, at the VHI 3513. It's €1,620. It's minor savings. There is another plan with VHI called PMI 0710, which is €1,530. But Pat, all they're doing is they're just cutting back their benefits ever so slightly. Okay. I would say, though, for example, if they're open to switching, right now there is a new plan with Irish Life Health, Health Guide 3. And that plan is 1679. Pat, it's the same premium, but they can upgrade their cover to a private room and get 75% back on GP and consultants. So sometimes shopping around might not yield savings, but you might be able to upgrade your cover quite significantly for similar money. But they do have good cover with VHI.
Please ask Dermot this. I'm 67. I have company health, no excess with Laya. I pay €2,157 per annum. My 59-year-old wife and 15-year-old son are on VHI Health Plus Extra, the old plan B. For years, through her work, she pays €2,484 per annum. My policy is January to January. My wife's is August to August. Please recommend a policy or policies. Should we combine our insurance? That's from Kieran.
Okay, I would say to Kieran right now, Kieran, you need a full review of your cover because both plans that you hold are very dated and you are losing out on benefits and overpaying. With Laya, for example, the Simply Connect Plus scheme will probably save you about €300 or €400 for actually better overall cover. That is the old B options plan that they have the family on, Pat, with VHI. It is now €3,400 for one adult. And they also, I think, have a child dependent on that policy.
Yeah, but it's €2,484 through her work.
No, Pat, there's something wrong there because, for example, even if you're through your employer, you'll only get maximum a 10% discount. So and this happens all the time, they may not actually still be on Health Plus Extra.
Okay.
So I would suggest that person, and look, if they go on the website, they may be able to find equivalent information there. But I would even suggest if they phone up the insurance companies and just give them their budget, then they may actually be able to save money. But the main thing is, don't renew on those.
Would there be any saving in combining their policies and trying to, you know, move to January to January or April to April or whatever it might be?
Here's the thing, Pat. Sometimes it makes sense to stay on separate policies. There's no financial gain to by basically bundling everybody together. But straight away for me, the alarm bells are going off there, because they're all on extremely dated plans. And I reckon the savings there could be in excess of €1,000. And maybe it might make sense to combine the policies. But once again, they would need a full review of their cover now.
Just wondering, could Dermot recommend a policy for my 85-year-old mother? She's currently on Laya Healthcare's Essential Health 300.
Would you believe she's actually on a very good plan for her age and so on? That plan is now £1,350, Pat. They will not get those benefits any cheaper with any of the other insurance company. And it actually still has full cover for the orthopaedics. I would be recommending they leave their 85-year-old on that plan.
My son turned 18. The premium jumped to adult. He's still in school and he's still dependent. Any advice around my goose for a few years? That's from Ronan.
No, the good thing now for Ronan is that probably with Leia, if they're now being hit for the full adult rate, I would suggest, and they haven't given us the plan details, if they talk to VHI, they can move that 18-year-old, for example, the company plan plus level 1.3 with VHI was 490. I think it's about 540 now for the 18-year-old. So, Pat, they can get young adult rates for that 18-year-old right through to age 25. Definitely, they need to shop around. And there's no issue switching them onto a separate policy with VHI.
I chose Company Care Plus through my employer with your assistance. Now thinking of retirement, what's a good plan to choose? I want to include joint replacement cover. That's from John.
Okay, so the good news for John is Company Care Plus still is a brilliant plan. It's now too expensive, Pat, €3,348. I would suggest what John needs to do is contact Leia, check out a plan called Momentum, which is a new plan they've just launched, and it's €2,370. So John might be able to save €1,000. Both plans cover the same hospitals up to a private room, but definitely I would not be recommending that anybody renews on the Company Care Plus without shopping around.
Myself and my husband, 58 years of age, on Health Guide 1, and daughters 24 and 21 on VHI Company Plan Plus 1.3. Husband currently having treatment for cancer. Renewal July. Any recommendations?
Do you know, Pat, they've actually structured their cover brilliantly. Health Guide 1 is one of the best value semi-private schemes on the market right now. And they actually have the children moved on to VHI for the young adult rates, the company plan plus 1.3. Given that there's treatment in progress right now, I would not be recommending any changes. But to be fair, they have their cover very well structured.
What would Dermot recommend for two old Plan B members, two 60-year-olds? That's from Smithy and Swords.
So here's the thing. The old Plan B Health Plus access right now today is €2,575. They have a bill of €5,000 coming their way, which in my view is too expensive. Pat, if they're open to shopping around, which I hope they are, I would suggest they contact Leia and check out the Simply Connect Plus, €1,950. It pretty much keeps most of what they have in place. And if they like that plan, there's €1,000 of savings there. And they still keep full cover for the hips, the knees and the shoulders. But the plan they're on, whilst it's still very good cover, it's just got too expensive.
My wife is at high risk of breast cancer. If she gets health insurance, does she have to wait 5 years to be covered?
Okay, so here's the thing. If you are at high risk of having a condition, that's not an issue. The issue is if you've already been diagnosed with symptoms of the condition. So if somebody joins right now and they are symptom-free, they're healthy, they only have to wait 6 months before they're on cover.
Okay, so if, for example, they know they have the BRCA gene.
Exactly. So here's the thing, Pat. There could be history of something in my family, but if I have no underlying condition, and then when I join, I don't have to worry about the 5 year pre-existing. But if I've already gone to a consultant or had a scan which shows up symptoms of something, then you are joining with an existing condition. Once again, I would disclose that to the insurance company when you're thinking of joining so that there's no ambiguity and they know exactly why you're joining and you know exactly what your entitlements are.
Ask Dermot about increasing excess in order to reduce the premium. I've been told by Leia that this equals a reduction in cover and enacts a 2 year wait for new conditions. That's from Una.
Now, it's a pity Una didn't give us her plan because, to be fair to Una, taking on an excess pad is a brilliant way of reducing your costs. Okay, in fact, you can knock 20, 30% off the bill. Now, when I mean an excess, I mean maybe having to pay the first 150 per claim in a private hospital. So Una is absolutely on the right track. Now, make sure you look at a plan where the excess is per claim and not per night. And have all Una has to do is have the insurance company explain to her how the new plan compares to her current plan. If you're saving 700-900 euro, well, then taking on a risk of 150 per claim for most people, Pat, is an absolutely, is the perfect thing to do. So I would urge her to persist with that. And if she likes what she hears, change to the new plan.
Now, another one regarding health insurance. Is there any point in anyone paying private cover, given that Sláintecare is involved now with all insurance? Most private hospitals are contracting with the HSE. I waited 6 months for an endoscopy with full private health. The private insurers are propping up Sláintecare, which is unfair. That's from Pat and Lorraine. I presume what they mean is that it's the treatment purchase plan.
It is. But it's a very good point. But Pat, here's what's happened now. So, up until recently, the private hospitals were maybe keeping 5% of their capacity for the HSE, who would buy beds for people who are on waiting lists for quite some time. My understanding, because of budget constraints, that's all stopped. So anybody waiting 6 months for an endoscopy privately, something is wrong there. That person should go back to their GP and get referred to a different hospital, a different consultant, because you should only wait a matter of weeks. I would love to say to people that, you know, public policy in terms of healthcare is going to make things better. The waiting lists are still absolutely shocking, Pat. And the only way right now for people to get quick access for routine investigations and so on is having private cover. I mean, Sláintecare, the primary objective of Sláintecare right now is to keep public hospitals for public patients. The private system is completely separate. And my understanding at the moment, and this does change, maybe if an election is looming, we may see the treatment purchase fund starting to buy capacity again. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, my understanding is those budgets are all on hold. So the private hospitals are now nearly 100% for private patients.
Okay, so there is no explanation really for this delay.
No. Sometimes we see GPs will send somebody into the public system for a procedure. If you are waiting, a matter of months, you need to go back to that GP and say, sorry, I want you to send me to somebody privately, because you should not be waiting 6 months for endoscopies at all, because the private systems can do, or private hospitals can do that in a number of weeks. Especially if you have health insurance, you should not be waiting that length of time.
Well, Dermot, there we have to leave it. Dermot Good of Total Health Cover, which is a Loughton company. Dermot, thank you very much
My
for
pleasure.
Joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.